You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg.
16 minutes from right now. We'll get your bills paid, and we're doing it on the 20s all day long at 997now.com. Just register and do it. Sunday is the big game. I don't know if the game is really all that exciting, but
we'll get
together with friends.
We'll see. I think the game will be exciting. At least I think it'll be a close game. But it's all about eating, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Eating and drinking. And we were sharing some of our favorite Super Bowl recipes. Now, mine, of course, I stole from Ginger, which I think she stole from the back of a Velveeta box. But anyway, it's the queso that Mai grew up with. My mom would put the Velveeta, you put a can of Rotel, and then you, if you're not a vegetarian, you can add your favorite ground meat. I always put ground sausage in there. Mm. Now, Casey is texting. She says if you want to kick that up a notch, you can also add a packet of taco mix.
Oh yeah.
Spicy. Which I'd never know. The Rotel is spicy.
All right.
Taco mix is a little bit salty.
Okay.
So they actually
You don't think there's enough salt in that Velveeta?
No.
Well, they say use low sodium taco mix. It kicks it up a notch. Mm. So there's a little recipe hack if you want to try that this weekend. But we want to know your favorite Super Bowl recipes right now, and we want nothing healthy. Somebody called in earlier, and we love you so much. Thank you for listening, Fernando and Greg. Yes. But they suggested cauliflower crust pizza
from Trader Joe's.
We're looking for that on Monday.
Right.
When we're feeling guilty. Monday or Tuesday when we're trying to get back into
it. Feel thin again.
But yeah, we try. If you go have a vegetable, it needs to be fried in some kind of way.
Exactly.
What was that Fernando brought? The platter,
crudité platter?
No, the platter of vegetables for
The crudité.
We had a potluck
with people bringing barbecue, and Fernando brings a vegetable crudité.
I'm trying to eat better.
That's not a barbecue dish.
Listen, I would never do that on Super Bowl Sunday. There'd just be no way. No way. In fact, I'm going to steal the queso idea. I'm going to make my family recipe meatballs, or I might even copy my friend Clint's idea, which is just stop by Popeye's and bring a whole bunch of chicken wings.
Oh, yep. Their sauce is fire. I'm going to do the buffalo chicken dip.
Somebody
recipe.
Sent that in earlier. Yeah. I know you've had it. My mom's made that.
So good.
The buffalo chicken dip is delish and addicting. Mm. And you know why? Because it's got cream cheese in
That's
there.
All I need.
Buffalo sauce, chicken. Yep. We are posting our favorite on the Fernando and Greg Instagram, our favorite recipes for Super Bowl. But if you've got one, we could post yours up too. But check out our Instagram at Fernando and Greg. We cannot wait to eat. And again, we're not accepting anything healthy
for
right
Sunday.
Now. For once.
We are not eating that crap right now. We're eating this crap right now. So this is the crap we want to hear about, not that crap.
Man, I feel like money.
Oh, you feel like money once you get these bills paid. Hello, Caitlin McRae. Caitlin McRae of Campbell. There's 10 minutes on the clock for you. Let's go. 888-456-9970. You told us about that Chase Bank card. We're going to pay it for you. Caitlin McRae of Campbell. 888-456-9970. Good luck. All the hits.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up. Turn it up.
99.7 now.
Now, today there could be a little bit of rain, but the rains really do arrive for us, at least later tonight and into Thursday. And then over the weekend, we'll get some more.
Today's Thursday.
Oh.
Tomorrow's right. Friday.
Sorry.
What did he say?
He said it really tomorrow, Thursday.
Tomorrow, Friday. Oh, my God.
Don't get those
that.
Twisted.
That's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, I'm looking in Chicago. It is -6.
That's warm for them. It was like -40 yesterday. So congratulations. Dude, they were all doing this trick yesterday in the Midwest where it was super, super cold. I mean, like, super, super -50 degrees in places. Take a glass of water, and then you go outside and you throw it in the air, and it becomes snow before it hits the ground.
Yeah, like, how many videos
instantly.
Do we have to watch of it? The only one that I liked was when the man actually fell when he did it.
Sharon.
Yeah. Even Ryan Seacrusty went out and did
don't
it.
Don't even mention that name.
Right?
Yeah, he did it too.
Him.
Of course.
Yeah.
I know. If everybody else is doing it, he got to do it. He's going to jump off a bridge.
It's crazy.
Off.
Our listener, Myra, who actually lives in Chicago, she always texts. She actually did it and sent us her video. And it's unbelievable. It like really works. I thought it was fake.
No.
It looked like magic.
No, no, no. Can you imagine if we go outside right now and do that? Like,
can you? Well, yeah, we'll just
no.
be water.
Yeah.
Chan.
Just gonna splash somebody.
Yeah. Just be like in somebody's face.
But, like, if it yeah. happens.
Why don't you try that with the, you know, the resident homeless guy that yeah, sits out there?
Boom. You guys.
Oh, we thought it was gonna be snow. Sorry.
I saw this on TV. How come yeah. it isn't working? It doesn't work here.
Yeah. Our general manager is walking into the building, throwing you know what? Oh my God. I swear to God, I thought that was...
It was supposed to be snow. I'm so sorry.
Next time you talk to my mom, ask her about the time that I was taking a cup from the bedroom into the kitchen, and she was sitting on the couch uh-huh. watching...
I can't even
say it without laughing. Watching television.
What?
What? You're going to make us get the giggles
I thought
now.
What? The cup was empty. And this is like the ultimate... And I did this thing, like, you know, joking yeah. around. There was water in it. It just smashed my mom. And if you could have seen her face and my face and my dad, I mean, everybody was like... Do you want your ass beat? Like, everybody. I thought it was empty. What a funny joke.
I'm tearing up.
That's her great. Makeup's running. Like.
I've never seen you laugh this hard, Greg.
Because I'm you thinking too. About how insane it was. You have to ask my mom about it the next time we talk to her.
What?
She,
awesome.
I mean... Luckily, no wonder,
she's always saying, like, you know, you could never repay her for everything that she's been through.
Oh,
this one, just roll up and smash, bitch.
I mean, she's just like a right in her face.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's, I mean, right. I literally thought I was going to get killed.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It was awful, but awfully funny.
Yes, to this day. We'll definitely talk to her about that soon.